Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour headlines with our friend Hootie and the Solanas.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. This report also brought to you by Extragen, where accuracy matters. Not sure if you have COVID? Fever is the leading sign, so be vigilant and use the only thermometer with proven accuracy in more than 100 clinical studies. That's the Extragen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Stay safe, and you can learn more at Extragen.com. Yesterday, the Heat, they beat the Hornets 104-103. They remain undefeated in preseason. They'll play again Thursday night versus the Hawks.
All right.
In some NBA news, the Nets say Kyrie Irving will not play or practice with the team until he can be a full participant.
Yeah, so he is not vaccinated and does not want to be vaccinated. And because they're in New York, there are some strict vaccination mandates. So he wouldn't be able to play home games and wouldn't be able to practice with the team. No, wait, I think he would be able to practice.
I saw that he was to be allowed.
Yeah, I think they got an exemption for practice because the practice was going to be considered a private.
At their own
right.
practice facility.
But he would not be able to enter the arena because no one's going to be able to enter an arena in New York without proof of vaccination. And so he just said, okay, well, I'll be a part-time player. And from what I read today, they had a meeting with Kevin Durant and, I don't know, the owner of the team, general manager of the team. There were like four people involved, and they were going to decide, you know, are we okay with him being a part-time player? And I guess the decision has been made that no, either you're part of the team and you can participate all season long. We can't just have you at your leisure. And so that's the decision that they've made.
Yeah. And it's, you know what, and the whole thing, the HIPAA laws and all that stuff, like, make your decision. Because I don't care which way you want to go, if you want to get vaccinated or unvaccinated. But things are going to come from that.
Right. There's repercussions.
Yeah. So that's the thing. If Kyrie – bro, don't get it. I understand your side of it. I understand both sides of it. But if something comes and it's going to be, what, about $30 million is going to come from him not being vaccinated? If you're that stuck on your ways, do it. Bro, gung-ho, go ride with your thought.
Trade
You're
going
to lose a bunch of money.
No, go in there and say, trade me. Trade me to a team like the Houston Rockets that need a point guard and you know, in a place that I can play the home games because there are no mandates. Like, you know, so, yeah. There's repercussions to his decision. His
yes.
teammates obviously have a say in the matter. And so if I, like, to me, like, you know when you get on an airplane that there's a mask mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you choose to fly, you've got to follow the mask mandate. If you get on the airplane and then decide this is impinging on my rights as a human, as an American, well, that's fine. Make that decision before you get on the plane, though.
Yep. Actions are repercussions.
Right.
Not everything in life, right? Everything. You want to speed. There's a chance you get pulled over and get a ticket. Like, actions, repercussions. This is an action you want to do, there's going
to
be repercussions behind it.
I like to curse. Anyone that talks to me off the air knows that I like to curse. My company does not allow me to curse while I'm doing the show. And if I do, I will lose my job. Mm-hmm. The company will be fined. And I think part of my contract, I would have to then pay the fine back to the company. So I understand. I can curse whenever I want, wherever I want, except when I'm at my job, mm-hmm. when they expressly forbid it.
Oh, when the light's on, because you cuss at me all the time.
Yeah, I do. I do. I have a potty mouth.
I don't like it.
I have a potty mouth. Well, what are you going to do, vegan?
You could whoop me now. You really feel.
I feel like I could. I don't know.
Eat meat that you could flat out
whoop
me.
Not even that you don't eat meat, though. It's the whole vegan thing. You know, you're like, he comes in every day and he goes, oh, my God. Have you had cauliflower ribs?
Oh, my goodness.
And I go, what? He's like, have you had, I'm telling you, they are fall off the bone baby back, except it's made out of cauliflower. Mm. And is it good. And wait till you try this barbecue sauce. It's carrot juice. It's so good. And it's like, all right, whatever. Well, I don't know what you're doing.
Last night I had a like chicken pot pie. It's called like, quote unquote, like.
Hey, you didn't have a chicken pot pie.
But
you didn't have a chicken pot
goodness.
Pie.
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't have
the one. Gravy's there.
Nope.
The little what?
Nope.
The peas.
No.
And
no, the peas are there, yeah.
Potato chunks?
Mm-mm.
The meat was very chicken-esque.
Nope. There's no such thing as chicken-esque. There's chicken.
Like.
And there's not chicken.
Like chicken pot pie.
Chicken, not chicken.
Yesterday, Ben Simmons, he finally reported to the Philadelphia 76ers.
How about that?
Why is he? I thought he was hard off. Nah, I'm not going to do that. No, he just, it's been a week.
Well, he may have found out that the offers, like if Philadelphia says, yeah, we haven't got enough. We haven't had the offers to trade you that makes us want to trade you. So, sorry, Ben. Get your ass in the gym, start working on free throws.
And he's getting fined, too.
Well, he won't get his pay. Like, I mean, he's under contract with the Sixers, so he can try to facilitate a trade, and obviously that was his idea. But if they don't get what they want in return, they don't want to just give him away.
You know what happened there. Ben Simmons thought he was going to make this scene, and he would get somebody would trade for him in a second. Like, I'm Ben Simmons. Somebody's going to want me. And he found out, like, yeah, the Nets are offering Tyler Johnson and a second-round pick, but that's about it.
No, I'm sure there's been a better offer than Tyler Johnson and a second-round pick.
How about the Philly, the Ben and Kyrie? They could switch them.
That's interesting.
Is that a bad idea?
Well, yeah.
Kyrie and Joel Embiid? Bro, come on now.
The Sixers fan base would love Kyrie Irving, but – I mean, it's in the Northeast as well. Like, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't know if Pennsylvania. I don't know if Pennsylvania has the same rules.
Nobody's going to want a guy who's only going to play home games. Not paying somebody $30 million to play 41 games.
Yeah, but but if he plays in a state that doesn't have a vaccine mandate at the home arena, you'll play most of your home games. You'll play most of your games, period.
Yeah. It's a big headache, though.
There's only a few states that have an absolute mandate like that.
If you play for the Heat. At 82, what would he play? 60?
Probably more. Maybe. Yeah, 65? No, probably. I'd have to count up the states that have that indoor, you know, arena mandate. I don't know how many. I'm sure California has it.
It does, because the Golden State Warriors were one of the teams that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew Wiggins was also
holding
out for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
That's who it was.
Yeah. The Heat, yesterday, I saw Tyler Hero announced that the Miami Heat are fully vaccinated.
Fully vaxxed, baby.
Yeah.
15 strong.
Does Yerkesevin got to get 3 shots instead of 2? He's a big fella.
Big fella.
The NFL schedule for the rest of the week. The Eagles, they host the Buccaneers, 8:20 p.m. That's a good game. Brady, Jalen Hurts.
The best game, and when I say the best, it's also the worst. Is Justin Herbert versus Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Your two Dolphins quarterbacks battling head-to-head this Sunday.
Why do you paint it like that?
Because there's no other way to paint it. There's no other way to paint it.
When you watch every team, do you say,
no,
oh, we could have had him, could have had him?
Those two specifically. Justin Herbert, the decision was Herbert or Tua at that point.
Yes.
They were the two left. It was Herbert or Tua. That was the decision. And then Lamar Jackson – we know that Stephen Ross was in the draft room saying, take Lamar Jackson. So I'm not saying, oh, they could have had Tom Brady, because anybody could have had Tom Brady. He didn't go till the sixth round. I'm not going, oh, every time I see Tom Brady, that could have been a Dolphin. No, these two guys had legitimate chances to be Miami Dolphins.
You needed a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to get a quarterback, and you didn't take those guys.
Correct.
I'm with you there, bro.
Dolphins are 3.5-point favorites over Jacksonville Sunday in London. Hello.
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 They hate us in London.
Totally hate us.
Yeah. Dirty little city.
Right now, your Major League Baseball playoffs.
City. That's like calling New York a dirty little city.
It's a big city.
Yeah. Big city.
Dirty big city. There's a big park in the middle like New York, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, don't walk through the park. And I was like, no, they're going to jack me. They were like, no, they're going to hit on you.
Oh.
And I was like, I walk right through the park.
Yeah, man.
I like to be flattered.
I know.
Big man. Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, fella.
Hey, fella. Y'all okay? It's a flattery to me.
The Stros, they're on the brink of eliminating the White Sox in the ALDS. They're up 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth. They lead the White Sox 2-1 in that best-of-five series. Coming up later today, it's game 4 between the Brewers and the Braves. Atlanta leads that series 2-1. And then tonight at 9:07, the Giants and Dodgers,
that's
they play
my team.
Game
4.
My
Dodgers jersey on tonight. I'm watching that.
Los Gigantes of San Francisco lead Los Dodgers 2-1 in that series.
You better not sleep in that jersey.
I almost wore it today.
You're going to wake up with a rash.
What are you talking about? It's a beautiful, it's a comfortable jersey.
Wear that jersey, you're going to have a rash.
I disagree. That jersey's an elixir.
You're going to get
that jersey gives you protection from viruses.
That jersey was $11.
Finally, Americans watched over 57 billion, that's billion with a B, minutes of The Office in 2020.
I was responsible for about half of that.
I can believe
you
it.
You weren't, actually, because this was specific to Netflix, which is who the common person would watch The Office on.
I watched it on Comedy Central.
And you watched it with commercials on Comedy Central.
That's the only way to go.
I can believe it. People talk to me about The Office now just because of this show and how much y'all watch
it. Oh, it's the best. Yeah. It is the best. Bobody.
I like it.
The thing,
I haven't even seen that episode. I just know how many times you talk about it.
Crowder, the thing with Hawk is that, like, he loves The Office, as so many people do, but he loves, like, the worst part about the show, which is Robert California. It's fine, but what makes the show is the first six seasons, right?
Like, agree to disagree.
Michael Scott, Jim, Pam. And he gets fascinated with the ending of the show, one character who was in it for 8 episodes.
D'Angelo Vickers.
It doesn't make any
sense.
Robert
California. That's where my allegiances lie on The Office. Michael Scott left the show. Yeah, sorry.
But that's the origin of it.
Sure, yeah. Robert California was all that. I like that the guy who ended up buying it, David
Wallace.
David Wallace. Great character. David Wallace, great character.
Great character. I think you only watched the last two seasons.
I like the British lady.
Did you only watch the last two seasons?
Which were there
is
why more?
This is what they're getting from me, like, and I got to bring it back. Like, watching Martin and Gina, Martin, Tommy, Pam, like, you're going ancillary pieces are your favorites? Like, you don't like the base characters?
So,
you like the extra pieces?
Well, no, obviously.
That's silly.
No. I love the base characters. It's why I fell in love with the show. But I will tell you, if I had to make my Mount Rushmore of Office characters, I'm not sure Michael Scott is on the Mount Rushmore.
It's ridiculous.
And he was, I mean, fantastic in it. And obviously he blew up into a huge star because he was so good in it. But I'd really have to think that through, because Robert California is my hands down favorite. I mean, he's great.
Is that like Shanaynay? Like your
Shanaynay was there from the beginning. I mean, Robert California came in for a season and then bolted. That was it.
So
and at
one
the end,
piece.
But man, he was so good.
It's like if we were talking about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I'm like, bro, I love the Fresh Prince, but I can only cite references from the last season when they're in college, And then the Aunt Viv is the new Aunt Viv, not the OG Aunt Viv.
I can cite references from any show. You can quiz me all you want on it. I just happen to love the Robert California season.
You only cite references from those seasons.
No, but I'm telling you,
it's just annoying.
That's my favorite part of it. I'm trying to think. I love Christian Slater in the Saber video when Saber Sabre takes over.
That was 6 minutes. The entire show was 6 minutes.
But it was great. It was great. You may be wondering what it's like to be bought by Saber. It's so great.
I don't know, Solana. We found out that you lied for years about The Godfather.
That is true. That is true.
Have you really seen every episode?
I have seen every episode a dozen times.
Season one.
Which gives me more credence to tell you that the Robert California arc was the best arc in the entire series. It just was. Some people are afraid to say it. That's fine. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared.
You ain't scared.
I'm not scared.
Oh, he ain't scared.
Let's get to weather then. From the DeMesmond and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center.
How about when they open the Saber store, right, and Jim has to fill in to do the presentation? For what's the other
Ryan.
For Ryan, because he gets cold feet, and then you know he does the thing where he disappears, and then it's just Ryan's face in the pyramid because that's what they planned, and that's great.
The suit is too small.
Those are the later episodes.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you can see where I'm frustrated here, right, Crowder? It's like it's like me celebrating the new Aunt Viv. In Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's like, nah, nobody does that.
That ain't her.
OG Aunt Viv was.
That ain't Aunt Viv.
Yeah.
I'm too busy working out. I don't know.
Call 866-954-MORE. Partly
Leroy,
cloudy right now.
Leroy Horde says, Crowder saying chicken-like is equivalent to him being athletic-like trying to jump over the crick.
Like chicken pot pie.
Right. You
That's
were
what they call it.
Like athletic. When you ended up knee-deep in the creek.
Hey, Leroy. Just because you got little tennis ball calves, don't act crazy.
What aisle in Publix is Leroy in right now?
Somebody four. Says, stays in four.
Somebody says, I'm just reading office Wikipedia.
My man Leroy rides around Davy with his tight outfit on, water bottles jammed down his back. I see you, Leroy. I stop hawking. I don't want to scare you.
Partly cloudy right now. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.